Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
A lot of DJs in SA, but it seems like King Bash is cutting through the clutter and forging ahead and making a name for himself. What's happening, bro? I mean, what does a DJ do on an average day like this? Like, what would your day usually have been like thus far before this interview?
Well, more interviews.
Oh.
Most of the time, though, but this is my first since I came all the way from Polokwane.
Okay, dope. Is that where you're based in PLK?
You could say that, medium rare.
What do you mean medium? What is that? You swear that was like a question? That was like an answer about like, are you dating someone? And then you tell me like medium rare. Like you're either sleeping there or you're not sleeping there. Yeah. Okay, so you're between the two.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the trip like from Polokwane to Joburg? How long is that?
It's
how long
like 2 hours.
It's not hectic. Now. Okay, so it's basically like being here.
Yeah.
But do you come up to Joburg when you need to get lots of stuff done?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. So you kind of stack it up. What do you think it is about having been born and raised in Polokwane that makes you different from Joburg DJs or Cape Town DJs or Durban DJs?
Well, first of all, I think hip-hop that side is not really... I'm a hip-hop DJ, so yeah. Hip-hop that side wasn't really that big in terms of us as DJs. You know, it was mostly house. So we could say that throughout everything, there were like 3 hip-hop DJs.
Yeah.
So I only actually got into the game like 2 years back.
Hmm.
I've been doing events all along, so I just got in the game thinking, oh, there's nothing around Limpopo and Polokwane in terms of DJs and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard, especially now since we're trying to break through the market this side and, as you say, Cape Town and Durban and all the other places.
That want to come into the mix and have their say. What were your sort of first interactions with DJing? What did you start on? Was it like the vinyls? Was it...
Nah, since I... Like, it's just 2 years. I just started literally on CDJs.
Yeah,
I've never...
It's not the easiest thing to pick up. I've like tried once or twice before. It's not actually that easy. Like, it's to get the beats per minute like all succinct now, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, like it's really hectic. I remember the first time I tried to play.
Yeah.
I tried to play.
Who's calling you?
I don't know. Hey.
Okay, it is really an unknown number.
Well, it's not, as you say, it's not really easy, especially if it's hip hop. I think with house it's a bit easier, but with hip hop, well, I believe like it takes you longer to actually get into it. Especially because I never started with any program. I'm just putting your flash and then I hit.
Yeah.
So for me, it's pretty harder because when you make mistakes, you'll hear it. Like you literally hear it before anyone actually does.
Hmm.
So yeah.
And what were the other options when you were growing up of things that you wanted to become? And I know that you do something more than just DJing. You run events and you run a marketing company. But what other options were there in terms of what you could have turned out to be?
Funny enough, when I was really, really young, you know, obviously parents will want you to be something.
Accountants and lawyers
before
and doctors.
You actually find out what
that's
you
all they
be.
Want ever.
So I think I wanted, well, my parents convinced me that I need to be a lawyer. You know, there was this thing that I'm good at reasoning, I'm good at arguing, I'm good at raising valid points and whatever. My current girlfriend actually said the same thing, but anyway,
okay.
I hope she's not listening. But yeah,
I don't know how much longer she's going to be current for if that's what she's telling you.
So yeah, it was that. Like, I think I should go into that department of being a lawyer and all of that before everything came out that when I started studying marketing and all that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, hanging out with the King Bash, we're going to hear from him on the other side of this about where he wants to take his musical career. What he thinks it is that he's bringing to the SA music industry. It's all on the way.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So, dude, talk to me about like making this whole thing work financially and figuring out the business model.
You know what? As you're talking about the business model, we actually had to sit down, do the whole business canvas thing, you know, and it's not easy if you're doing it yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's like really, really hard because all this traveling, the PR, the music video, just putting the song everywhere. I'm talking about their single as well. And with the whole DJing thing, not a lot of people, especially when you're back home, it depends who you are. You know, but now if I'm trying to break into the market now being King Bash in Joburg and no one knows me yet, it's kind of hard to like now put a price to it. You know what I mean? So it's like all it is now is we have to actually do things to get the brand out.
Mm.
So you actually have to, hence I say, drop the song, drop the music video, now you know, then now you have something to stand on. But if I'm just a dope DJ, there are a lot of dope DJs. So as you say, like, what's different to you or to me than with the others, you know what I mean? So that's why you have to actually put in more, like put in more effort, more work, more money. But it's really hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's a tricky one because also, like, you make certain money in some months and in another month.
Yeah.
How do you want to kind of expand it through the work that you're doing in eventing and marketing? How does that all fit in?
You know, when it started out, it was actually more of, I was very passionate just about events. Mm. I used to do a lot of events, do a lot of clubs in Pretoria. So I was doing marketing for them, if I may say so. So that was just the passion until I moved back home to do like more events, outdoor events, club events and whatever. And then, as I said, the love for the DJ thing just came out of all that to say, I love hip hop. Mm. I love hip hop. So what can I do? Let me play some. And then, yeah, I think it all gelled together in terms of it's all in entertainment, if I may call it that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so basically I think that's it.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been very cool having you. And how do we find you all over social media?
On Twitter, it's King_Bash_ENT. On Instagram, it's King_Bash_ENT. And on Facebook, it's King_Bash01 on my fan page.
Dope. Yeah. I dig it. Bro, so cool to hang. Thank you so much for the time and all the best for the future endeavors.
Thank you so much for having me, my bro. CliffCentral.com.